This hour, we're talking about innovation, about people who have an idea and decide, I'm going to go for it. And we've been talking with Vin Shmilevsky, who is with VC Web Design out of Ypsilanti, the people who developed our web page, and also himself, somebody who grew up in, if you will, as a business within an incubator in Ypsilanti. And then somebody he has been helping there is Mark Serra with a site called Spread the Glove, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And then somebody else we have in here now is involved in a fascinating site called Yum Village, and his name is Godwin. Godwin, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm super excited right now.
This is such a cool site. Tell, first of all, what is the concept and how did it start?
So the best way to kind of think about Yum Village is to kind of picture, I don't know if everyone's familiar with Airbnb, but essentially...
Yeah, Airbnb, right, where you rent out
your house
to somebody for a period of time, right?
Absolutely. So it takes that or borrows that same concept. It's more or less the Airbnb of pop-up restaurants.
Pop-up restaurants?
Absolutely. Last year, I had a vegan and gluten-free pop-up restaurant myself called Phenomenon. We would go around. Is everyone familiar with a pop-up restaurant?
No, no, please. Tell us what a pop-up restaurant is. It's fascinating.
A pop-up restaurant is essentially a low-cost way to become a restaurant temporarily for a day. You legitimately find a location temporarily for the day, usually somewhere that's closed or having a slow night, and then you negotiate terms to use that space for the
night. Oh, so an existing restaurant that's closed or is having a slow time. Okay, that's what it is. Okay.
Absolutely.
And then you pop up with your special
dishes or food or entire menu redesign just for the night.
That's fascinating.
So this isn't like a speakeasy during Prohibition or anything, right? This is something a little different than that.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, it started, I was a big fan of just ball games and going to see the Tigers play, but there was never really anything. I was a big time. You couldn't tell because I'm kind of a big guy. But I was a vegetarian for about 4 or 5 years before I started the pop-up restaurant.
That's and fascinating.
One of the biggest problems I had was I spent so much time, about 80% of my time, doing everything but cook the food. Mm. And then only 20% of the time cooking the food, which is really...
That's what your passion was.
Yeah, exactly.
Was to prepare a really neat meal for people.
Yeah. And so I started looking for an agent in the same way that like a musician or like an artist has an agent and couldn't really find anything. And that's kind of how Yum Village
was born.
So this could be like a restaurant that maybe does breakfast and lunch and you do dinner. They might just do dinner, so you could do lunch. I mean, this is a way to kind of share that space. So it
Absolutely.
Helps them as well as it gets you started until maybe this is a way to get started into a permanent restaurant space. And, and maybe this is what you always want to do is do this kind of round robin. Could you do either one?
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of different sides to the coin. You could be an existing restaurant that just wants to utilize your space when there's just nothing going on. And then as an up-and-coming chef, you could come in.
That's the other side of the coin, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're an agent, it sounds like, then, for the chefs.
Absolutely. We set up a location. We negotiate the terms for the chef, and then we take care of the marketing as well as pre-sell the tickets.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, is that what Yum Village has become?
Absolutely. Yum Village essentially finds location, and then we
I see. You scout the locations.
Dinners. Yeah, absolutely. So we have a dinner coming up on the 13th of November, which the chef is from Kaya out in Wild Lake, Kaya Smokehouse. His name is Jeff Rose.
Uh-huh.
And he put together an awesome four-course dinner spread that we're going to be serving in downtown.
And by the way... Vince, once I get back to the website, I will be filling that information in, so you'll be able to click on that and find out more information under the Yum Village about that the dinner that's coming up. So it's going to be it's kind of a kamikaze restaurant, you know, that just kind of drops into a space, you know.
Absolutely.
And so where is the space going to be for this one?
The space that we're going to have here is going to be right in downtown in one of the Quicken Loans Bedrock Opportunity Trade buildings.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, it's kind of interesting because you could not have done this without the internet, right? You
no,
could not have done
not.
This before the
Precisely.
Online.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you could develop, if you take this concept and the concept of a flash crowd, wow, could that be kind of interesting, right?
I'm glad you said that. We're actually working on an application right now where the guests that come to the restaurant can actually rate the chef live. And then that data is then aggregated and then presented to the chef in a dashboard format.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So it's immediate feedback to the chef, but you're almost like a Yelp.
Yeah.
People can tune in and see it.
Absolutely. They can see exactly what's going on. They can rate the different courses, rate the chef themselves, and also rate the experience overall.
Wow. Now, Mark, as you're hearing this thing, I mean, I'm hearing that both of you had this kind of idea.